there's a good chance you've never heard of Matilda Loats. However, if you happen to find one of her paintings, there's a good chance it could be worth six figures. It all began with a little girl drawing farm animals in the dirt of her Tennessee farmstead. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
In 1864, the North and South clashed in Franklin, Tennessee, with fighting all around the Johann Loats house. Thomas Cartwright says one of the children living at that home had quite a life story.
Matilda Loats, 6 years old, learned to draw in the dirt with a stick, drawing all the farm animals in her pet calf.
But young Matilda saw death, including that of her pet calf, at a young age during the Battle of Franklin. However, her love of animals and art deepened. The family moved to San Jose, California, and there a well-known figure helped her further her education.
Phoebe Hearst, the newspaper people, sponsored her to the Institute of Art San Francisco, that's the modern term, then sponsored her with other wealthy people to the Salon and Julian Academy in Paris, France.
Matilda Loats, the little girl who survived the Battle of Franklin, Tennessee, became a premier artist.
And now starts the career painting wealthy people for money, animals for passion. She's going to go all over the world. The Duke of Welbeck at Portland, England, commissioned her to paint 114 of his horses. The Emperor of Hungary built her own studio for her. She became the artist for the Royal Palace.
She was paid extraordinary sums to paint animals and wealthy leaders around the world.
She went back to her studio in Hungary. She met a man named Blaskowitz, an artist, married. I think her life should phase on out with happiness at 55 years old. No, World War I.
The renowned painter's life began with the American Civil War and closed with World War I. If you find one of her paintings today, it's probably worth a lot.
13 years ago, a lady from St. Helena, California, called, found one of Matilda's paintings at the Goodwill store. Paid $5.99 for it, called her director. Sold the painting for $125,000.
It's just part of the story, told here at the Loats home, where she drew her first animals in the dirt. Traveling the countryside in Franklin, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McCrae.